There's an unjust new law in California, unjust to crisis pregnancy centers, which are doing great work, by the way, in providing alternatives to abortion. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you, Jerry.
Sure, and your website is pji.org for more information, correct?
That's right, pji.org.
Okay, so tell us about this new law in California. It's less than a month old, I believe.
That's right. It's really horrific when people really step back and realize what it is. It's a law that says to crisis pregnancy centers or pro-life pregnancy clinics that are, you know, committed to helping women and not, you know, killing the unborn. It's a law that mandates that they have to have posted in large print where a woman can get an abortion for free or for low cost, and specifically the phone number that women can call to get that information. So here we have a faith-based pregnancy clinic, loving, caring for women and their unborn child, being forced to advertise what they consider to be murder and the victimization of women. And this is the government requiring this in order for them to even continue to exist anywhere in the state of California. It's a horrific piece of legislation, and it is now the law in California.
Now, Jerry Brown is the governor, right? And he's the one who signed that law. And it's very interesting that in his own personal life, he claims that way back when, meeting personally Mother Teresa made a difference for him and helped him, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But the way he does everything, you'd think she had absolutely no influence on him. Remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right. And he, in fact, signed into law assisted suicide, saying it's now, you know, so it'll be legal in California to have assisted suicide. So this is not a pro-life governor by any means. You know, he even went out of his way to veto legislation that would allow people who are terminally ill to be able to experiment with new drugs, new treatments. He even blocked that door, yet he makes it very easy for people, whether the unborn or those who are depressed, to die. And to force, in this case, to force a pregnancy clinic to have to advertise where they can go to do the horrific act of killing their unborn. And that is a clear violation of the First Amendment rights of every pregnancy clinic in the state of California.
All right. Now, it seems to me that from what I understand from Liberty Institute, colleagues of yours in terms of the pro-life fight and the fight for religious freedom and so forth, there was a law that they fought against successfully in Austin, Texas, where the crisis pregnancy centers had to supposedly they had to advertise, we don't do abortions at this place. And you know, and they fought that, and they won. They won against, you know, that unjust law. So it would seem to me the First Amendment is going to be on your side in this, and there's already a lawsuit involved, right? You're already filing suit on behalf of a couple of clinics?
Right. As soon as this, you know, was signed into law, we immediately filed lawsuits in two separate federal courts, one in Northern California, one in Southern California, representing a number of clinics. And we did it without hesitation. We saw it coming, and we didn't want any time to pass where this was not being aggressively challenged.
Good
and that's
for you.
Exactly what we're doing. You know, I have some other good news. You know, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals has already ruled that a similar city ordinance by the city of New York was unconstitutional. Very, very similar, and the Second Circuit, the liberal Second Circuit Court of Appeals, struck that down as unconstitutional. This legislation is no better, and we're very hopeful that even the Ninth Circuit, at the end of the day, will declare this unconstitutional as well.
You know, I forgot about that, but the Ninth Circuit, I mean, they're so liberal, they've sometimes been called the Ninth Circus. And they've been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in many different cases on a variety of issues.
Yes, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, surprisingly, have actually had a number of significant victories before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, like defending In God We Trust in our currency, cases where people thought for sure we were going to lose. And yet, you know, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of vigilance and effort. But we at Pacific Justice Institute have been blessed by God's grace with some surprising upsets even before the Ninth Circuit. So we're definitely moving ahead. And at the end of the day, I am somewhat optimistic that government intrusion into private religious institutions like this, commanding them what they have to say, government-compelled speech, will be declared unconstitutional.
So tell me about some of the centers and how they're fighting this law and, you know, the services that they're providing to the women.
Yeah, these clinics, these pregnancy clinics, they really care about both the woman and their unborn, and they really want to meet the needs, the individual needs, individual situations that these women are in. They're really gracious. They go through all the options, you know, and the pros and the cons. They let them know about the support that's available, that, you know, groups like Planned Parenthood are notorious for not letting them know about any kind of support for those women who want to have the baby and not have the baby aborted. But these clinics, they do that. They go out of their way to let them know about all the different possibilities. They provide sonograms, you know, high-quality sonograms, so that the woman can be fully aware and knowledgeable about exactly where they are and what it is they have in terms of the pregnancy and how far along that pregnancy is. You know, Planned Parenthood, they would just assume women not know this, so they can con them into and persuade them into having an abortion. That's what Planned Parenthood's noted for and famous for. But these clinics really, truly love the women they're dealing with. They really care about them, and they provide them with all the resources and knowledge and information so they can make a decision that they can live with, hopefully for the rest of their lives, without regret.
Hmm. And so what this new law then does is it basically says, we don't care what you think about abortion. You must let those who come into your places know about it. By the way, what does the law even say about these centers? Do they call them crisis pregnancy centers? Do they call them anti-choice facilities? I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, they're pregnancy clinics, and they're legal, and they have medical personnel, very professional. They you know, comply with, you know, all of the guidelines as far as you know, patient privilege and care and standard of care. So they're really very nice facilities, but they're filled with people who really truly care about the women they're dealing with, unlike the abortion mills that, of course, have developed a different reputation, quite widespread, I might add. So these are wonderful places doing wonderful work, and they're supported by individuals. Oftentimes, most of their support comes from donations. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute are honored and privileged to have the opportunity to represent them without charge, start to finish. And we're willing to take these cases all the way up to the Supreme Court if necessary, and we will be absorbing all the costs and expenses in this litigation to protect these wonderful, life-giving, loving pregnancy clinics.
Will some of these clinics, you know, given this new law, will some of these crisis pregnancy centers say, well, we'll go ahead and do this in order to comply with the law, but we don't like it? On the other hand, I could see other clinics saying, I won't do it, and until this is worked out in the courts, there's no way I'm going to refer people to abortion and give them the phone number of the abortionist.
Yeah, it would be very difficult on a day-to-day basis, I believe, for these individuals, these volunteers and medical personnel, to work in an office where there's a big poster encouraging women to do the opposite of everything they believe and everything that they know is probably right and in the best interest of both the woman and their unborn child. So I think this could end up actually shutting down pregnancy clinics. This is a strong issue of compelled government speech, where the government is requiring them to advertise and promote something that is totally against who they are and what they believe as a private religious institution. You know, I analogize this with the government telling Alcoholics Anonymous that they can have their meetings, but they have to have a big sign telling their patrons where they can go to get free booze and alcohol. That's about the same logic of this, and that's why we're optimistic that the courts in the end will hopefully strike this down as unconstitutional compelled government speech.
Who brought this law forth?
This law was brought forth by the Democrat legislators in the state of California, backed by Planned Parenthood and the abortion, mill industry, lobby group. They had, unfortunately, they had plenty of support. The overwhelming majority of the Democrats, if not all of them, in the state of California legislature voted for this legislation. And, of course, the Democrat governor, Jerry Brown, signed this unhesitantly into law. And that's why, we cannot look to the legislature in California to stop this. We need the courts to respect the Constitution that the legislature refused to respect.
Hmm. It sounds like the crisis pregnancy centers are maybe eating into the abortion business.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Planned Parenthood, they say they're they're pro-choice, but they really aren't. If they were, then why would they be spending so much time and effort and energy to force these pregnancy clinics to have to advertise where they can get an abortion? I mean, they're desperate because they see the abortion rate is falling, and that's what they thrive on as organizations. Planned Parenthood is to keep abortions coming and to keep those numbers up in terms of the number of unborn that are killed. That's their purpose. So they're desperate to try to get the government to force these others to advertise for them, and that's an outrageous violation of the First Amendment, free speech and free exercise of religion rights afforded them under the First Amendment of the Constitution.
To your knowledge, have any of the crisis pregnancy centers caved in and we'll fulfill this law, we don't like it, but here it is, and then they provide the sign or whatever, signage?
Yeah, none have caved in yet, and the reason is because it goes into effect January 1st.
Oh, okay.
So none of them are in a hurry to comply with it. We're hopeful that we will be able to get the preliminary injunction, the injunctive relief that we're requesting, prior to this being kicked in on January 1st. And if not, it's going to be a very difficult time for many of these pregnancy clinics to continue to function as they have.
How many such clinics are we talking about? Do you know?
Well, as far as the number that are being impacted in California by this, I don't have an exact number, except to say that there are probably dozens in the state of California alone. There are more pregnancy clinics than there are Planned Parenthood clinics. I think it's like 5-1, 6-1. So,
wow.
The Planned Parenthood sees they're losing business, and they want to do everything they can to stop choice for women in these dire crisis situations.
Now, who is it that's providing abortions, quote-unquote, free? And who is it that is paying for those abortions? Is that underwritten by private donations, or is that somehow government money?
No, we're actually looking at government money here. This is through state programs that finance and pay with taxpayer dollars the killing of the unborn, and that's something not all states have that, but we in California do have it, and it's horrific, and it's something that someday hopefully we'll see that reversed, but we need to have some legislators we need to have some change in the state legislature in order to see that happen.
Okay, so recapping our top story, Pacific Justice Institute, led by Brad Dacus, who we've been talking with, is leading the fight against an unjust law signed in the last few weeks in California, which says that the crisis pro-life pregnancy centers must have a large sign in their offices effective January 1 saying, "Ladies, this is where you can go and get a free abortion, and here's the number," and it's got to be written large enough for them to read it. And thankfully, Brad is leading the charge in the courts where they're fighting this unjust law. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
Yeah, I just want people to pray for our work, pray for these cases. There's a lot on the line in preserving the ability for these clinics to do their job to protect to continue to protect and save so many lives of unborn, but also to protect so many women from emotional and psychological harm and heartache.
Which can last a lifetime.
So that's just to keep us in prayer. We really appreciate that. And of course, if you'd like to keep up with the cases, they can go to our website at pacificjustice.org or pji.org, and we greatly appreciate people's support for our work as well.
Brad Dacus, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you.
You too, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.